Verse 2, not can stay our steady progress. More than conquerors we shall be if our eye, whate'er the danger, looks to thee and none but thee. And then in the middle of the next verse, in thy presence we can conquer, we can suffer, we can die. Wandering from thee we are feeble, let thy love, Lord, keep us nigh. You know, I was thinking just very briefly in Numbers chapter 13, with the children of Israel in the wilderness. They've been into the wilderness probably 13 months. And they're up at Kadesh Barnea, which is just south of the Promised Land. And the Lord wants to send the children of Israel directly home into the Promised Land. And he sends spies, including Joshua and Caleb, into the Promised Land to spy out the land. And they bring back fruit from the Promised Land, gorgeous fruit. And, of course, Joshua and Caleb are tremendously encouraged. They want the children of Israel to walk right into the land and slay the enemies. And this would have been a tremendous shortcut. But the children of Israel lack faith to do that. And it's not for me to criticize anybody because I failed so much. But nevertheless, they did. And the Lord was so upset about that, that he said, you know, children of Israel, you're going to be a full 40 years in the wilderness. And for about 38 years, he marched them from Kadesh Barnea down to the Gulf of Aqaba and back again for some 38 years. Finally, at the end of that time, it was the Lord's time to bring them into Canaan, and he brought them straight north through Edom and Moab and to cross the Jordan. Well, you know, they had an opportunity of a shortcut to the glory, let's say, to the Promised Land. And so the question I ask today, do we have a shortcut? Is there a shortcut for us to the Promised Land, to heaven? And you say, I know, Norm, we're going to get there in due time. But you know, I believe there is a shortcut for you and I. And a little I know about it, but I know a little about it. There's brethren here that know a lot about it. But if we take the path that would be pleasing to the Lord, that the Lord would have for us as we enjoy the Lord as we go along, it'll be a very happy path and it'll seem very short. Now, dear young people, the converse is this. If we turn our backs on the Lord, we're going to enter into a long life of failure after failure after failure. And discouragement, all kinds of sorrow, without the Lord to help us. That, my young person, is going to be a long, long life. Just think for a moment about those two disciples on the way to Emmaus. They left Jerusalem so discouraged. The Lord had been crucified. They counted on him to lead the new kingdom. And he was gone. And there they went on the road to Emmaus. And as you and I watch those, we watch two discouraged brethren. And we can just see their steps dragging. Well, that's me. But, you know, once the Lord, of course, came along, they didn't know him. But once they got to Emmaus and to their home, they invited the Lord inside. And he revealed himself to him and to them in the breaking of bread. And you know what it says? This is at night now. Remember, it took them all day to get there. It's night. It says, they rose up the same hour and came to Jerusalem. And you know, full of joy, and you and I can see their steps as they come back to Jerusalem, the very same distance. And it must have seemed very, very short to them. And so I submit to you and to my own heart that there is a shortcut to the heavens. It may be the same miles, but it's going to seem much shorter. As I say, I don't know much about it. I'm trying to know more about it, and there's many brethren here that know a great deal about that. Let's just pray. Our God and our Father, we thank thee for all of this words that we've been having about the wilderness. And we know we're right in it, Lord. But we can see the end in view. And we know, as David said long ago, we're going to be with thee and we shall be satisfied. Nice to know, Lord, too, that thou art going to be satisfied too in thy bride. Just help every one of us, Lord, to have more joy in our hearts and in our lives and to go on for thee. Give us the strength. We've just sung that hymn, Savior, lead us by thy power. We thank thee, Lord Jesus, for the time together here in thy precious name. Amen.
Amen.